the green fields of rural Devon, reliably conservative for years, until now.
The people of Tiverton and Honiton have spoken for Britain. They've sent a loud and clear message. It's time for Boris Johnson to go. And go now.
Because things are so hard at the moment. Things are so hard. We've had so many years of the current government and things aren't getting any better. It's getting harder.
By-elections don't always represent the wider national picture. They're often protest votes with a local focus, but nor do they tend to overturn majorities like this one. In 2019, the Conservatives won the Tiverton and Honiton constituency by 24,000 votes, a margin they've now lost, a loss that even Conservative voters saw coming.
I think it's possibly a little bit for change here. You know, look at those. I say the Liberal Democrats have done a very good campaign here. They're absolutely full on.
In the current political climate, it's hard to separate the local from the national. People do, of course, complain about public services, about the cost of living, and many say the Conservative Party has taken them for granted, until, that is, their MP stood down when he was found to have looked at pornography in the House of Commons. But repeatedly here, people do also cite national issues as reason for their choice.
Hello there, I'm Wendy Chamberlain. I'm calling on behalf of Richard Ford and the Lib Dems for the by-election.
I just think with all the recent things, including their behaviour with COVID, there's a lot of people, I think, that it doesn't sit right with, and I think this is the best chance of getting them, sending a message really, voting Lib Dem, sending a message to the Conservatives that, you know, we're not happy.
And that's why the Liberal Democrats' success in Tiverton and Honiton matters nationally.
After this defeat, some Conservative MPs will be thinking, do I really want Boris Johnson to be leading me into the next election, with losses like this already happening?
For Boris Johnson's party, this West Country seat has delivered a severe blow. The Prime Minister, who narrowly survived a leadership challenge recently, will now worry about his party's core support, as will his MPs. If the Conservatives can lose here, they can lose anywhere. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Devon.